Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the Purge bringing us back. It's a little bit of Ecclesiastes music there. 23 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com, which is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Having a great visit with our new friend, Barbara Luther. She's an attorney specializing in intellectual property, specializing in intellectual property for small business owners, which makes her a very special person to us. Barbara, we want to thank you for the great way that you work with and support small business owners.
Thanks, Jim. It's been my pleasure.
Well, I know it is because they're fun to work with and they're worthy people, aren't they, Barbara?
Absolutely. And we're the ones, we small businesses are rebuilding America.
And there's no question about it. If it gets rebuilt, we'll rebuild it, won't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I completely agree. Thank you for saying that. I really, my audience has heard me say that many times. Barbara, I believe what's good for small business is good for the world. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. That's what runs most other countries, too.
That's right.
Small businesses.
How do we find you online, Barbara?
Go to www.theLutherLawFirm.com.
TheLutherLawFirm.com. So,
yes.
So check that out. And Barbara, we're talking about intellectual property. In the previous segment, you were talking about different ways to create and to understand when you own intellectual property and that sort of thing. Once you have it, though, and we talked about some things you can do in advance of an issue to protect it. But once you have that established, you've done all the things you're supposed to do. You have everything registered you're supposed to register. You've got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. But still, someone violates your property. They steal your secret. They violate your copyright or your trademark. How do you, what steps should you take to get this defended?
Okay, you should see a specialist, an intellectual property lawyer, and you should frequently do searches of the internet to see if people are actually using your ideas. Maybe pick a paragraph out of an article.
Google Alerts will help you with that.
Yes, great idea, Jim. Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to add that to my talk that I give around the country.
Yep.
Okay. First of all, you may be able to settle it by yourself. You may be able to call up the president of the company and say, look, this is probably inadvertent. You probably didn't realize that this is my intellectual property, but I own this and you do not. Please take it down.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a start.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can watch it and see if they're doing that. Then if that doesn't work, then we go to letter writing. And it's called a cease and desist letter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good idea to have that done by an attorney so you don't give up any rights when you communicate with
right.
the other person.
Right.
Okay? So, again, this shouldn't be terribly expensive.
Right.
Jim, some people ask about self-funding. Yes, most protection of intellectual property is done by the business owner who has to pay an attorney.
That's right.
However,
it can get expensive, too.
Yes. However, if you get the copyright, if you file for a copyright certificate before somebody copies, then they have to pay your attorney fees.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one area of self-funding.
But that's only for copyrights and not for trademarks?
Yes.
Hmm. And why is there a difference there?
Well, the two have grown up totally separately. There's the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and
right.
then there's the Library of Congress that has copyright.
Right.
So it's two different schemes of law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another thing people don't know that can help you is inexpensive, is once you get that trademark certificate or copyright certificate, we can take that to customs, to ICE,
mm-hmm.
and tell ICE to stop any imports of your book or trademarked item. Oftentimes, copiers will start out by slavishly copying what you have. Some a business owner who was sued on this told me that his company had made a perfect mold of a belt buckle, but down to reproducing the initials of the artist on the back.
Wow.
And so that's the kind of thing you see initially, so you can get them on copying.
Let me ask you, so if I have a trademark, should I go ahead and get a copyright as well?
Trademark covers short, simple things. It covers the name of a product, your slogans, also logos. Okay.
Right.
Copyright is for more complicated things, like you may have a sales training manual, you have the website. That can be protected with copyright.
Right, right. And if I claim a copyright, do I have to have, if I have claimed it, do I have to have the Library of Congress bless that?
No, you can put the copyright warning on your website or whatever without filing for a copyright. But you don't get that right. You don't get payment of your lawsuit unless you file a copyright before somebody copies.
Very good information. Very good information, Barbara. The LutherLawFirm.com, is that right?
Yes.
Is it .com or .us?
TheLutherLawFirm.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Barbara, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I'd be delighted, Jim. Thank you.
We've enjoyed having you here. Come back soon.
Thank you. I will.
Barbara Luther, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.